When his brothers, the Kohanim, saw that the person who did the Trumas HaDeshen had already come down with the Deshen from the Mizbeach, Behem Ratzu Ubo. As soon as they saw that, they would run and come into the western part of the Asar. Mi'aru v'kitchu yidam v'raglayam min hakir. They quickly went and locked their hands and their feet from the kir, so they would be ready to do the avoda after the Trumas HaDeshen. Natlu et ha-migrepos v'hat-tinoros. The other Kohanim would then take the migrepos, which are small shovels, and tinoros, which are pitchforks. V'alu l'rosh ha-mizbeach. They would go up to the top of the mizbeach. Ha'in barim b'hap garen shulam itachlu mi'barev sankin oisam mitzdadeh ha-mizbeach. They would take the pitchfork and take hold of the avar, the limbs from the olos that were nikra the previous day, and the pedar. This is a fat from other korbanot that were put on the mizbeach. And they were not completely consumed, although they were on the mizbeach the entire night. And therefore, they have to be taken off the mizbeach and then put back on after the mirachah is set up, after the eitzim is put on the mizbeach. And meanwhile, until they can set up the mirachah, they would push them off from the middle of the mizbeach towards the sides of the mizbeach, and that way they can set up the mirachah. In Enas Dadim Achzikim, if the sides of the mizbeach did not hold all the evarim and the pedar, there are too many evarim and pedar be put on the side of the mizbeach. They would put the Avarim and the Pedarim that did not fit onto the sides of the Mizbeach onto the Kebeth, onto the ramp that leads up to the Mizbeach near the Sobeth. The Sobeth is a ledge that goes around the Mizbeach and the upper part of the Mizbeach, as it cannot take the Avarim and the Pedarim completely off the Mizbeach, as then they would become possible and they would not be able to put it back on the Mizbeach. So they would put them on the ramp opposite the Sobeth, and after the Maracha, the Eitzim, is put on the Mizbeach, they put the Avarim and the Pedarim back onto the Mizbeach so they can be completely consumed. After the Avarim and the Pedarim were removed to the sides of the Mizbeach, the Kohanim would then take the shovel and start pushing the ashes towards the Tapuah. The Tapuah is a big mound of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach, as they had to clear the Mizbeach from the ashes in order to set up the Maracha. The Tapuah Haya Be'emza Mizbeach The tapuah, the mound of ashes, was in the middle of the mizbeach, and sometimes there was up to 300 core of ashes in that tapuah. Now the Baal Tanura said this is a good one, exaggeration. Never got up to 300 core, as when the tapuah became very big, the Kohanim would remove the ashes from the mizbeach and take it outside the city. Uvergalim mohayu midashino so. During Yom Tovim, even though many korbanos were brought during the regalim, as all Klal Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim for the regalim, so they would not take the ashes from the tapuach outside the city. This is decorative towards the mizbeach to have a very large mound of ashes in the middle of the mizbeach so everybody can see how many korbanos were brought on the mizbeach during the regalim. All the days of the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim were not lazy to take out the deshen outside the city from the tapuach when it became too big. And that with there was a big mound of ashes during the regalim isn't because the Kohanim were too lazy to take it out. It's simply because it was not the mizbeach to have a very large mound of ashes in the middle of the mizbeach so everybody can see that a lot of korbanos were brought during the regalim.